ממלא קדושים וטהורים.
Israelis gathered in synagogues around the country to welcome Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. It is the beginning of the High Holy Days, culminating in Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, in 10 days' time. That is followed by the week-long Feast of Tabernacles, an autumn harvest feast where observant Jews live in booths called Sukkot. But the holiday season has been overshadowed by escalating tensions between Israel and its northern border, Syria. A week ago, Syria said its air defenses fired on Israeli warplanes that violated its airspace. And now media reports are emerging with details of the incident. The reports say Israel launched an airstrike deep inside Syria, targeting weapons supplies from Iran or a missile base. The New York Times said Israeli jets recently spotted possible nuclear facilities in Syria. Israeli officials have not commented, but the reports have raised fresh fears of another Mideast war. In addition, Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have been launching daily rocket attacks on Israeli border towns, prompting threats of retaliation from Israel. The High Holy Days are a time of reflection, so recent events are weighing on the minds of Israelis. Barry Mavorach immigrated to Israel from New York a few years ago. He spoke to VOA about his concerns.
I don't think we're going to see peace. I think we're going to see an increase of violence on the northern border, an increase in the Gaza area.
And tensions on two fronts make many Israelis nervous.
There's such a division in the north area and in the Gaza area that the dilution of the military strength is something that we've got to be very concerned about in Israel at this time.
Despite these concerns, Israelis dip apples into honey on Rosh Hashanah, a tradition symbolizing hope for a sweet new year. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.